In an article called Rules of Engagement, Vanity Fair's international correspondent William Longavisha examined an incident that's developed into one of the more notorious episodes of the war in Iraq, the alleged murder of 24 men, women, and children by United States Marines in Haditha on November 19, 2005. Last Thursday, the Marine Corps charged four Marines with unpremeditated murder. Four others face an array of lesser charges, including failure to report the incident properly and to conduct an appropriate investigation. William Longavisha joins us from his house in California. Nice to speak with you again.
Nice to speak to you.
And as you saw, your article obviously written before the proceedings there in California. What did you think of the evidence that was put in, read into evidence against the Marines?
Well, there's very little evidence that has been made public. We know that there's no forensic evidence, and it will not be forensic evidence. And the evidence that does exist is not in detail being made public. You can see from the choice of charges and the choice of personalities that there is real evidence, and that the prosecution will be proceeding, I would assume, from a position of strength, at least in terms of these homicide charges. But beyond that, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Your article is exhaustive and looks at the incredibly difficult situation that Marines and, of course, U.S. soldiers and British soldiers as well in other parts of Iraq face in terms of how to respond to attacks. And indeed, these Marines were responding to an attack, at least initially.
Yeah, I mean, really, I think as we all observe the proceedings to come, it's important to keep in mind there's a level of detail which is on which justice will operate. I mean, certainly there is ample evidence that there were acts of murder committed, especially at first around a certain car that showed up on the scene. But the really more profound question is what was the nature of the killing that did occur inside the houses subsequently? And how the courts deal with that, I do not know. It may be that murder was committed inside those houses, but also you have to begin to question, simply as an observer, what is the definition of murder in a war like this? And what is the situation that we put our soldiers into? And what are the rules of engagement? And what do we expect of them? What is legal and what is illegal killing? And how realistic is that in a guerrilla war where you cannot identify the enemy? That is not to justify murder, but I think to question the very nature of the conduct of a war like this and the capacity of the U.S. military or any military to fight a guerrilla war in a foreign land without causing a lot of civilian collateral casualties.
And you've pointed out that inside the houses is where women and children were killed. Had the Marines called in an airstrike and a 500-pound bomb dropped on that house and killed everyone inside, no one would have raised an issue of murder.
Well, of course. And in fact, we know that on the same day that these killings occurred, a few hours later, such a bomb was dropped on such a house in Haditha. And there's been no question of that particular attack, nor really, you know, realistically can there be or should there be. I mean, it's not that we can say, well, we should prosecute pilots for routinely bombing houses whose occupants are not identified in advance. We can't go about a war that way. We might say, should we be trying to fight a war in such a condition at all? That's a different question.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I mean, look, in the case of Haditha, what really happened is that there was a massive killing of people. Such things happen all the time in Iraq. That's what this war is. That's what wars are. And what happened in this case is there was a discrepancy between what was reported officially and what happened, in fact. And that discrepancy was picked up on by Time magazine, and the thing became news. And at that point, the prosecution had to run.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that the Haditha killings are significantly different from other acts of war in Iraq is a fallacy. Now, there may be parts of those killings, elements of those killings, which are exceptional, especially around the car, I mean murder.
Yes.
And in a combat situation, many people die.
I wonder, have you been in touch with anyone you spoke with for the article since the indictments came down?
I've tried to stay away from that.
Why?
I've moved on to other subjects. I don't plan to make a career of Haditha, and I'm now just a citizen observing the proceedings, like anyone else.
Do you feel, indeed, of course, individuals have to be held accountable for their actions, but it sounds to me as if you're wondering whether the right people are being charged here.
No, I don't think that. I think that the prosecution will be fair. I think the Marine Corps is fair in this case. I think that it is important to just keep the larger context in mind and not have a very simplistic view. I mean, think about it on a large scale and in tangible terms. What does it mean to be in a place like Haditha in a U.S. uniform, not speaking the language, and faced with hostile fire?
As you know, some of the people who've read your article and responded to Vanity Fair have been critical of some of your reporting.
Well, that's to be expected on a subject like this, isn't it?
I suppose it's a highly emotional subject, especially for the United States Marines, which holds itself to extremely high standards.
Well, actually, from the Marine Corps, from anything other than the official level, the response to the Vanity Fair piece has been very positive. That is, from the Marines themselves and people in Iraq, soldiers. I've had a very positive response, and the negative has come from sort of the official reaction level at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. There are many in Iraq who feel that these trials are being held in the wrong place. They should be held in Iraq.
Well, it's a U.S. military proceeding. I don't have an opinion about that. I imagine that it's more convenient to hold this in California at Pendleton, where it will be held.
William Longavisha, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks.
William Longavisha, Vanity Fair's international correspondent, and he joined us today on the phone from his home in California.